Hello, this is Tarkus Trooper.
And this is the Bear Jew underscore 714.
And we are going to answer the questions that you lovely people have asked us. And thank you for those questions, by the way. They are very, very awesome. So, without further ado, let's get started with Miss Honeybun. So, we're going to start with we're going to go backwards and we're going to start with the questions that were that she asked both of us. All right. What types of audios do you like to listen to? I like to listen to like a combination of male and female audios, whether it be submissive, mostly submissive because a lot of whimpering and begging, you just can't go wrong with that. And a little bit of dominating audios too, for when I feel a little submissive. Right, Bear?
Okay. Oh, by the way, to Miss Honeybun, I like your username. And as for your question, what's my favorite audio? Oh, I'm sorry, wrong one. What types of audio do I like to listen to? I'm actually gonna go with Tark on this one. Reason being is because she kind of actually brought something out of me that I didn't know I had.
Alrighty, and what's your favorite
And
color? Oop, go ahead. I'm
oh,
sorry.
favorite color?
Yeah.
If you were to ask me what my favorite color was and tell me that my life depended on it, I'm going with metallic gray.
Oh, yeah. My favorite would be purple. Always purple. It's just, I love it.
By the way, if I can say this, I think purple is a sexy color.
Oh, it is a very royal color. I love
Just
it.
saying. Hey, royal can be sexy too.
Hey, yeah. Without question. Hell yes. All right, and for the Bear Jew underscore 714. What type of audios do you think you might want to record?
This is a good question. But honestly, I honestly would feel like I would like to do collaboration. I think, with the whole collaboration thing, I think people are going to be more lured into it.
Yeah.
A lot of people do find that very, I guess, a lot of people find it hot and sexy, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And one person in particular I want to do a collaboration with. I'm doing this
Ooh.
questionnaire with her now, and that's Tark.
Yay. And what made you
Also, I do wanna, not just with her, I do, if anyone else that wants to, I'm here. Pick me, I'm here.
He's available. All right. What made you start thinking about contributing to GWA?
That's an easy one. The motivation that Tark gave me. Her and I, we've been talking about it for not quite some time, but some time. I believe I kind of brought it up and kind of started joking about it, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And from there on, she said, "Hey, you know what? Just do it. Get yourself verified." I did my verification post today, and I got verified today, and it's because of her.
Oh yeah. All righty. And these questions, you go ahead and ask me.
Oh yes, for Tark. What's your favorite audio you've ever recorded,
My
and why?
Ooh. My favorite audio that I've ever recorded was one of Castiñeira's scripts, and it's called The Porn Director, because I love performing his humor scripts like no other, and probably because I got the chance to kind of bring out my bitchy diva side that nobody has ever witnessed before, and I really do like being sassy in an audio, because that script gave me the chance to, just be a little goofy, be a little bitchy and sassy, and yeah, and that's why I had so much fun recording it.
The next question for you is, what's your favorite type of recording to make, either, content or theme wise?
I like making recordings that usually revolve around being a femdom, either that or getting the chance to goof off doing the humor audios, because that's just me. I love being goofy, I love being random, but yet when I'm being serious most of the time, I love being that certain person that's domineering and but a little bit gentle at the same time, because that's just the kind of person I am, really. Domineering yet really goofy, really childlike, if not childish. Just want I'm pretty much looking forward to making more recordings of different content and stuff like that. So yeah. And so
Okay.
and Holy Fictional asked this question. You're having an orgy. Who are four celebrities you'd invite, and would you have any sort of theme, costumes, fetish, etc., and are there any specific decorations, rooms, etc. you'd want?
Okay. I guess I'll go first since I already started talking.
Yeah.
Let's see. I wouldn't. I don't know if you would call this an orgy, but what the hell? I'd pick four female celebrities, of course, me being a guy and whatnot.
Yeah.
I would actually pick. I would pick as my first choice. It would be Emma Stone.
Oh, I love her.
Oh yeah, she's hot.
Ugh.
And also I would pick the lovely Dakota Johnson. I think she's hot in her own little way. Taylor Swift. Reason being because although she looks, like Miss Goody Two Shoes and everything like that,
Yeah.
I think she might have a, a bad naughty side to her, one
Yeah,
that's
wild
kinky.
side. Yeah, wild side to her.
Yeah. And another one would be, screw it, I'm gonna go with what's her name? Emma Watson.
Yeah, Emma Watson, yeah. I love her accent so much.
And that's what turns me on about her. And costumes, I'm not totally 100% into the whole costume thing, so I'm gonna skip out on that one. As for fetishes, aside from me, me being into, switch, dom and submissive, thanks to Tark. Thank you, by the way. Some of the fetishes I like are, oral. So I think that'd be fun. I think they'd all like, I think they'd all enjoy that. Another one would be, ooh, anal.
Yes.
Anal sounds hot. Foot play. I can already imagine them, just stroking me with their nice little sexy feet and everything.
Oh,
Oh man, that gets me
yes.
worked up. And cream pies. Lots and lots of cream pies.
Oh, yes, cream pies.
Both
All
regular ones and anal.
Oh, without question. God, yes.
And as for decorations, probably not. And if you want to count this as a theme, I'd probably just say fuck till you drop,
Yeah.
basically. And as for a room, I'd just be like, let's get a hotel suite for about a week and just fuck our brains out.
Yeah. Now, the four celebrities I would invite to an orgy would be like Matthew McConaughey, big surprise.
Why am I not surprised?
yeah, I mean, really. Jenna Dewan, because she is hot ever since I've seen her on Tamara. That's a really good horror movie. And she was ultra hot in that one. Let's see. Da 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 da. And Channing Tatum. Oh, yes, Channing Tatum. Let's see who
He looks like a monkey.
else.
I'm sorry.
And Idris Elba, because oh my God, he is so attractive. I can't even.
I think I know another thing that you like about him.
His accent.
His accent. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you like his accent.
Oh God, yes. I like all of them. He is so chocolate goodness. Ooh, yes. Alrighty. And Lottie Squeaks asked us this. If you're one of the animatronics from Five Nights at Freddy's, which one would you be? Probably not from playing that game. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I'm with you on that one just because I've never played the game myself, and that's saying something because I'm quite the gamer.
Yeah.
Shh, that's a secret, by the way.
Okay.
And I've also never seen gameplay footage of it. I've just heard the name Five Nights at Freddy's. So
Yeah.
sorry for not having an answer, but I wouldn't know which one to be.
Yeah. What is one thing GWA would be surprised to know you're into or not into? I think many people would be surprised. Many people from GWA would be surprised that I'm starting to get a little bit because of Wicked Sub. Because of Wicked Sub, I'm starting to get a little bit into water sports. And also thanks to Vindicator 1988, I've also gotten into foot play as well. And it's really hot, really hot.
Kinky.
Yes.
So yeah, any girls out there listening to this?
All right. Gotta have some
Sorry about that. It was a technical issue
difficulty.
here. Technical
Yeah.
difficulties.
Yeah. Okay, so you said that now what did you say?
About that last question. About what would they be surprised about me, what I like, what I'm not into.
Yeah.
I don't particularly have an answer because I really don't, I really haven't tried anything outside of my comfort zone, if you will, the
Ah.
stuff I like right now. But I'm willing. I mean, I don't know what's fully out there to try that's new, but
Yeah.
yeah, I'm willing.
All right. So, what is one song that makes you feel sexy?
Oh, I got a good
Mine.
one. I got a good one. I got a
Yeah.
good one.
Yeah. You go first.
Sorry, but okay.
Nah, it's okay. Go for it, boy.
All right, so one song that does make me feel sexy, I don't know why, but it's one of my favorite songs actually, and it is by Bad Company, and the song is called I Feel Like Making Love.
Feel like making love sounds sexy to me. That's always been one of my favorite road trip songs, so. And my favorite song that makes me feel sexy is, without question, hands down, Do Me Baby by Prince. Or anything that is by Prince. I mean, come on, he's the musical genius of sex, I think.
I agree.
Yeah. And if there was a sex toy named after you, what would you want it to look like? I would want it to kind of look like a, it would be a glass vibrator. And it would be red with lots of hearts on it.
Sounds sexy. As for me, I really wouldn't know. I never really thought about that, like ever until like now. And even then, I don't have a set idea of what sex toy, if one were to be named after me, and what it would look like. I honestly wouldn't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, your guess is as good as mine, so sorry for not having an answer for this one. Oh,
Now, what one word makes you melt? If I would have to.
I think me and Tark might agree on one.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to when it comes to having sex and whatnot,
Yeah.
when one of the partners says please,
Oh, God, yes.
not only does it melt me, but it gets me kick starting.
Oh, yeah. And also when you add that please to my two other favorite words. That is just I'm getting a little worked up here.
Why don't you give the audience a little taste of what you mean?
Now, what I mean by is just like it would make it whenever I hear somebody just say, "Please fuck me." It just makes me, it just makes me come undone. That's it. I'm done. I lose it.
Well, good answer.
And what kind of stimulation gives
So,
you, ooh.
oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I was actually going to read the question, but you beat me to it. Go ahead.
What kind of stimulation gives you the best orgasms?
Hey, if you want to go, by all means.
Nah, you go.
Fine. Fine. Fine.
Fine, fine.
It would, hey, be nice. Be nice. I'd say two. One is self because, man has his needs. If he needs to rub one out, so be it. And the other one, would be oral stimulation.
Oh, yeah.
Something about it, you know. Like, that's all I gotta say is,
Yeah, it just
you
makes
know, I've
you.
had some of the best ever.
I've yet to experience oral sex, but I believe what he's describing there would be worth the wait. And,
Oh, girl, I can rock your world.
oh, I would love. I. Come on, bring it. Bring
Not to sound too cocky or anything, but I know I can rock your world.
Well, you know where I am, baby. what? Okay, so what kind of stimulation gives me the probably self. Yes, I do love a good schlick. Any time of the day, but usually when, because I've done it for so long since my rabbit vibrator broke, which has been like a couple of years ago, I've usually done manual stimulation, and that alone would get me off. But ever since I've gotten a Hitachi, I'm just like, oh well, forget what I said about manual stimulation. I like this kind of stimulation the best. By sex toys and all that, because I am looking forward to adding more to my collection, if you can call it that. And on to the next set of questions that Miss Glitchy has provided for us. What are your favorite kinds of audios and why?
Okay, it's gonna be a kind of a cop-out answer, but I'm gonna have to go with all of them. Just because, you know, who wouldn't like them all? Why I like them all is because it's because when it comes to these audios, the people who make them are, in my opinion, are obviously passionate about them, and they put so much effort, and of course some of that passion goes into it, and it makes it more believable. It makes it hotter. That's all I could say. Like, it's,
Yeah, it's so sexy that it renders you speechless.
you know, it's just that. Like he just did to me now.
Aw. my favorite kinds of audios, which is a huge surprise, is I love audios that require a lot of passion, a lot of just a lot of shamelessness, you know, whenever it comes to whimpering and begging, and that person is just straight up shameless about it, like they would not hesitate to beg and whimper for you. So they're just all out like, please fuck me and just please ride me or whatever they're begging for. It's just, ugh, that makes me a complete tark puddle. I completely melt into a tark puddle. That's all.
All right.
And what kinds of naughty audios do you look forward to doing in the future?
Okay, I guess I'm going first. I may have said this before, I can't remember. But collaborations, of course. But when it comes to collaboration, I want to do them that are very very kinky and sexy and steamy, hot, you know. Obviously something that'll make the listener want to come back for more.
Yeah.
In other words, something that'll make both me and my partner and the listeners come.
Yeah. And the
That's what I
kind
would want to do.
of, yeah. The kind of audios that I would want to get into is like, I want to venture into more kind of fetishes because I've been pulling the same fetishes over and over again, you know, the same, like the please fuck me fetish, femdom, and everything else. I want to get in touch with my submissive side, but also I want to get in touch with that kind of side that I don't think I've ever done before, which is I want to now this kind of goes back to when I was talking about I posted this thing on GWA Backstage where I was discussing the worst bloopers I've ever had while recording audio was when I was trying to do this audio where I was supposed to be cross-dressing where I was supposed to be in a guy's suit and I was wearing a strap-on underneath and I would have had my boyfriend or my husband bend over and call me daddy while I fuck him. And so I'm thinking about doing that, but I'll be writing a script for it. Why do you like erotic audios?
Because, well, why I like them is because erotic audio is more believable than reading erotic literature. With the erotic audio, all you have to do is close your eyes and listen to those words of the person in the audio. Instead of using your eye to find that key word to get you going, all you have to do is listen for that one word.
That's what I like about it. It's just like, I mean, you don't know unless you like listen, and then you would realize that you can get really turned on by just words and just sound without actually having to watch it yourself. Because most of the porn that you would watch nowadays is just so, I don't know, it's just acted out. It's not really, there's no chemistry in it.
Exactly.
Whereas in audio, you get the believability in that kind of sense. Where in visual porn, you don't get that. Where, because a lot of people, when they watch porn, they're like, oh, that's just fake. I can tell by those kind of moans in the facial expressions he or she's making. They're not really enjoying it. Ain't no way in hell they're enjoying it.
Right.
And so, but in audio, you got that. You have this certain tone to your voice where it kind of gives off that aura that, yeah, it's obvious to see that you're really enjoying it. You don't have to, like, be all out there to paint that kind of picture. You just have to be simple, but yet put, like, passion into it, like, real, authentic passion into it. So that's what I
Right.
like. That's what I like about erotic audio is the best.
Cool.
So yeah, I guess we're done here.
I guess we are.
No, I wanted it to go on and on.
Was pretty fun.
That was, oh my gosh, we gotta do that again sometime.
Yes, we do.
So yeah, we'll see you later, GWA. Good luck and good night. Good night and good luck. Yeah, fuck that. What up? Oh, but we're leaving that in there.
Oh, there's no way that's being edited out. That's definitely staying in there.
That's definitely staying in here. Bye, GWA.
See you guys.